A tap dancer, a sociologist who studies evictions, a designer of tools and furniture for children with disabilities. Just three of the two dozen MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant Award winners announced today. They'll each receive $625,000 over 5 years to spend any way they want. And one of the winners is a CEO. Now, we have our weekly segment, View from the Top, in which we speak with business leaders. They're all smart, but it's rare that one was just pronounced a genius. So let's bring in Juan Salgado, president and CEO of the Instituto del Progreso Latino in Chicago. They help immigrants on Chicago's southwest side become skilled workers. Juan, welcome and congratulations on winning your MacArthur Grant.
Thank you so much. It's been an incredible day already.
Yeah, I bet it has. And so let's just get right to it. We know a lot of people want to talk to you. You've been there at the Instituto since 2001. Now, you're credited with starting this education program. What exactly does it do?
What we do at Instituto is we believe that any learner can become basically a college student, that if you're at a fourth grade, sixth grade reading level and you're an immigrant mom, you can become a registered nurse, a bachelor's degree nurse, and we accelerate learning. We do it in a contextualized format. The reality is that we've taken over 500 previous low-wage income earners and just change their lives. They're now making $24, $27, $36 an hour, where they used to make nothing or minimum wage.
Well, those of us outside Chicago, help us picture this. You've got, for instance, a careers in health program. Now, you say it's in a contextualized environment. What do you mean? Is it classrooms right there in which you try to put them in the context of the hospital? What do you mean by that?
Our students, while they're learning English and math and computer technology, they're doing it with terminology that's appropriate to the careers that they have an interest in, so that when they get to the college courses, they are really ahead. They actually have terminology in two languages. They have a competitive advantage, if you will, to their peers, even though they started behind.
That makes a lot of sense. So, for instance, you have a manufacturing technology bridge program. I'm assuming that means bridge from where they are to working in a factory. So they might, again, learn English or math in the context of working on a factory floor.
That's absolutely right. And in the context of what that industry expects from them, manufacturing plants today are clean facilities. And machines need to be cared for with great delicacy and great ingenuity. And so the worker's mindset has to be different, and we work on that as well.
Clean facilities, you mean, for instance, there might be high technology computers. You've really got to be conscious of that. Well, you also founded a charter school in 2010. What happens there?
We have been so successful in helping the industry, hospitals and healthcare providers, to get qualified nurses that they came to us and said, boy, we need folks that are bilingual, bicultural, that are in other occupations, in radiology, in our medical doctors, in our surgeons. And so we dreamed up the idea that we could expose high school students from the time they're in seventh and eighth grade, inspire them to enter into a high school that would give them opportunities to, again, learn in the context of healthcare, explore those careers, and hopefully go on to become practicing physicians. And right now, our reality in the Latino community is that we represent a growing segment of the population, but we represent a very small segment of the healthcare workforce.
So you're trying to get them, as you say, to bridge that divide. You've been named a champion of change by the Obama administration, also been an advisor to the president of Mexico through Mexico's Institute for Mexicans Abroad. You've helped programs like yours get set up in California, Minnesota, Indiana, Texas. People are coming to you. You just got over $600,000 over 5 years. I've always thought that anyone who wins these, you know what, go on a big vacation. You've all been doing such good work. What do you think you will do with the money?
I'm going to catalyze the future. Be catalytic. You know, this is money to be invested in the betterment of society. Instituto is able to do what it's able to do in Chicago because we are a welcoming city. because we are a city of immigrants, because the Irish immigrants and the Polish immigrants and the many immigrants, the Italian immigrants that came before us, still remember who they are and still celebrate their own cultures while we celebrate America and what America is and will continue to be. So we are making America better in immigrant communities today.
Juan Salgado, president and CEO of the Instituto del Progreso Latino in Chicago and a MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant Award winner. You're going to dine out on that for a while.
Juan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day.